Visionaries, Episode 4, Eye of the Storm.
Grayson wakes up to single ring red eyes staring down at him. He jumps back and rolls off of the cot.
Easy. Easy.
Ares, the first blood healer, gives Grayson some space.
It's okay. You passed out. You're fine now.
Grayson looks around the room, dazed and confused. He's in the recovery room inside of the healer's shop. Grayson looks down at his right hand. It's still intact.
It felt so real.
He opens his hand, then makes a fist.
You forgot how the vision plane works? That's why you passed out. From shock. I'm supposed to send you back to your brother once you're awake.
How upset was he?
Like he really wanted to take off your hand.
Grayson spots a slave mask on the table next to him.
That's Udo's mask number.
Your brother had him burned to death. The mask will be assigned to a new slave.
Of course it will.
I thought what you did was brave and honorable. I'm going to put in it took you 6 hours to regain consciousness. As long as you stay here, you should be fine. It's the expected time anyway.
I need to ask you something. Healer Ion believed that Jackson died from being poisoned, not illness. Do you think the same?
I don't like talking about it.
I won't tell my brother.
Grayson, I wasn't there for the autopsy.
But was the poisoning just Ion's opinion?
Is that what your father says?
It's what everyone says.
Ion wasn't a liar. He was a savior. It killed him that he couldn't save your brother's life. Especially since they were good friends. They both shared similar views. And Jarno hated that. Tried his best to keep them separate. But once rumors started to spread about Ion's secret activities...
The smuggling slaves out.
Jackson had no choice but to distance himself from Ion. You remind me of him, you know.
Ion?
Jackson.
Radon enters the conference room. Jarno sits in the chair next to Radon's chair.
I didn't know we were meeting now.
What a mess.
This is what I've been trying to tell you about Grayson.
I'm talking about you. You gave a slave the perfect platform to embarrass the city in front of our guest. Then your own brother doesn't follow your orders. You looked weak.
I'll fix it.
You've done enough. Now I have to fix it.
I'm the Archseer.
By default, you reminded everyone of that.
I'm going to put Grayson on the execution post for treason.
What?
Executing Grayson will show the people. I don't play favorites. I'm strict, but fair.
What's fair in executing your brother because your feelings got hurt?
It was Grayson that told me to be more forgiving. Now you're saying the same?
For your own people. For your brother. Not for the dead eyes. You will sentence Grayson to prison for a fixed amount of time. Then we will work on building your image.
That isn't enough.
Even with the mantle, you haven't changed at all. Why can't you understand that legacy comes first?
Why did you let Grayson live? For legacy?
Absolutely.
Please, you did it for Jackson. It had nothing to do with legacy.
Jackson awoke in his multi-ring eyes at the age of 7. Do you understand what that meant? For our people? Our legacy? Keeping him happy was my priority.
And for all he was supposed to do and be, he died, accomplishing nothing. It's my turn to do what I want.
Okay, Archseer. Is it your order to kill your brother?
He will serve Udo's sentence.
He won't survive working in Vision Flame.
I don't care.
Athena enters her bedroom. Mirrors in different shapes and sizes fill the room, along with several perfume bottles and bright flowers. She catches Saya in the middle of lifting a huge vase. Athena gives her a hand.
Thank you, Master.
You can call me Athena when we're alone.
Athena.
Which one are you sad about?
What?
Udo or Grayson?
Both.
The fight we fight for the men we love. It feels like a fight we'll fight forever. It doesn't stop at their grave.
Slaves don't have the luxury of fighting for the people they love.
But you already started with the rebellion. When were you planning on carrying it out?
The day we kill your husband.
What you just confessed is treason.
I don't care. I can't do this anymore.
But you have to do it. The slaves need their leader.
Leader? For what?
That's up to their leader. You know, I really loved my husband. My first husband. My real husband. Do you love Grayson?
Yes.
Did you love Udo?
Yes.
You save or avenge the people you love, no matter the odds.
What?
I am not your enemy. I heard Grayson is still at the healer shop. And I need more flowers. Only the healer has the type of flowers I like.
Why are you helping me?
Don't come back until you have them.
Ariz stands behind the counter, going over a list of inventory. Price Greyborn enters the healer's shop.
General Greyborn, what can I do for you?
I'm looking for your eternal sleep leaves.
We can only trade that for equal value. These leaves are very rare.
I have armor. Very strong.
We have armor, too. Only the First Blood can get these leaves with a lower trade value item.
Give it to him.
Grayson enters from the recovery room.
No, I can't.
Then give it to me.
Grayson?
Just trust me.
How many do you need, General?
How much would it take for a 10-year-old?
2 leaves?
10-year-old?
My son.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Me too.
Ariz hands Price a jar with 2 blue leaves.
Thank you.
General, please, make sure no one in Burning Candle sees you with these leaves.
Not just Burning Candle. Any other city can't see you with it. No offense, but everyone knows Greystone doesn't have anything that would equal sleep leaves value. They'll just think you stole it.
Understood.
And if you get caught, tell them it was me. Ariz was never in the shop.
I won't get caught.
Ariz, maybe you should...
I was never here.
Now, tell me what you want in return.
To smuggle a slave and her baby.
Your baby?
No.
And what about your brother? He won't be happy.
I don't plan on being here when he turns mad.
He can send First Blood guards to Greystone. A situation can escalate.
I won't let it come to that. I'll turn myself in if I have to.
Doesn't mean there won't be a situation.
Please. They'll kill the baby if she stays.
Moving slaves is hard. Everyone knows Greystone has nothing to trade for them. But I like you, First Blood. You get to the shore, and I promise I'll get you all to Greystone.
Bull walks through Section Zero. All First Blood women pause and stare. He walks up to a door and pounds on it. Tasha of the First Blood opens.
I don't have another baby for you to take.
What happened at Vision Flame?
I told you already. The slaves burned the wrong log.
And you became best friends with Grayson. Was it the crackling of the baby's skin that brought you two together?
Or the hate for a certain guard?
Well, not the guard commander, I hope. Because that would make him fear for his life and give him the right to act accordingly.
Not the guard commander.
Good.
Bull pushes his way inside Tasha's house.
I didn't say you can come in.
Sit down. What happened at Vision Flame?
The slaves burned the wrong log.
I don't believe you.
I can't help you with that, Guard Commander.
You know what I think? You helped Grayson save Lexi's baby.
Grayson burned the baby.
Now, he burned a baby. Not the right one.
I don't know about that.
The thing is, I don't care about the dead-eyed child. I want to know about the rebellion.
Why are you asking me all these questions?
Because I know about you and the slaves. You thought you were so smart with your secret meetings. I let it happen for this exact moment. Now tell me about the rebellion, and I'll leave you alone.
If you really had something on me, you wouldn't be asking.
I'm trying to be nice.
You're incapable of that. I'm a First Blood, and until you actually have something on me, you can't do anything. So get out of my house.
Oh, but I do have something. Lexi's baby is in the slaves' camp. That's the only place she can blend in while Grayson buys time. Do you think you're the first to come up with that plan? I'll find her and chop her to pieces in
get
front of
you. Get out of my house!
Bull stands up and pulls out a black bag.
Are you going to arrest me now?
Turn around with your hands behind your back.
I'll make sure everyone hears about this.
Bull leaps at her and smashes her face down against the table.
When I came here with Grayson, you approached him in a threatening manner and you spat on his face.
Grayson didn't press charges.
Until he verbally says he won't press charges, you're under arrest.
Radon eats with all the generals. He slides his chair back and stands.
Generals, dead eyes are on the other side, planning and preparing. The war can be prevented if all the eyes come together and keep the peace.
As the Grand Herald, leader of the Truth Seekers, the city's steady mist will march behind Archseer Radon.
As General of the Green Vein, the city weeping soil will march behind Archseer Radon.
As General of the Sun Warriors, we will work with the Archseer if it means keeping peace.
Peace and prosperity.
Then the city's Sun Rising will march behind Archseer Radon.
As General of the Greyborns, the city Greystone will not march behind Archseer Radon.
That means you support Deadeyes, which makes you my enemy and an enemy of these three cities.
Am I free to go, or will you throw me on the execution post?
If you or any other Greyborn passes the border of Sun Rising, that person will be executed for trespassing. Go home. Spread the word.
Idiot.
He fought for his people.
You support the Greyborns, Lucan?
The man did nothing wrong. He stood by his city.
Will you stand behind me, or follow him?
The only time a Sun Warrior breaks his honor is to fight dishonor.
Good.
Inside of the recovery room in the healer's shop, Grayson sits up in bed. Saya lays on Grayson.
You're not safe with me. You're not safe with Athenia either.
She said she wants to help me. She allowed me to come see you.
She what?
Grayson hops out of the cot. He looks outside the window.
You can't trust her, Saya. This is all a plan. That's why you were allowed to be her slave. It's to get information about the rebellion. Did you tell her anything?
Yes.
Can't stay in Burning Candle anymore. I'm getting us out. We're going to Greystone.
The rebellion is still happening.
The rebellion is over. Learn from Udo.
Udo was blinded by being arrested.
And I got him off. My brother was going to spare him, and Udo messed it up.
You're mad at Udo? Your brother just burned him alive without a fair trial.
That's what I tried to prevent. I told him dying wasn't the answer.
You're wrong. I have never seen the slaves this ready to fight. They respect you for what you did.
That was nothing, Saya.
You stood up to Radon.
I can't beat him.
You couldn't save that baby. But you did. You couldn't challenge your brother for Udo. But you did. Stop saying what you can't and start doing what you can. I'm not running.
Radon sits at his desk, glossing over books. He skims through one, discards it, and picks up another from the pile next to him. Mary knocks on the open door.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you have a second?
Come in.
Marin enters the library. He notices two First Blood guards posted across the room.
What do you want, General?
I think it would be reckless to send you deep on the other side with the spores and no weapons to counter whatever it is we'll find.
Oh, I won't be going. I need to stay here and make sure Vision Rock stays in order. I will send my top guards. I'm already sending three. You, Loken, and Lore.
With all due respect, Archseer, we're not your guards. We're generals of our cities.
In Vision Rock, my country. Unless you want to end up like Greystone.
So with each general gone, who will take care of our cities? This trip could last months.
It's in good hands. I'll station a few of my First Blood guards.
My people won't like taking orders from a First Blood.
And my people don't like a green vein inside of Blood Tower. But here we are. Make it work. Did you do it? Poison Jackson. Sorry. Have to ask.
No.
Would you tell me if you did?
It wouldn't bring your brother back. And we all remember what your grandfather did to Greystone.
See, that's what I like about you, General. You're always thinking ahead, planning. Maybe I should make you the Grand Herald. Laura's getting old anyway.
Planning isn't the same as seeing.
It's better. You don't have the luxury of having the answers, so you prepare multiple solutions. That makes you sharper. Keeps you on your feet. I like that.
My plans are your plans.
So you'll give me the weapons? I mean, you were so passionate during your argument about modern weapons. Felt like you had some with you to demonstrate.
No weapons. Just blueprints. Is that allowed?
Plan away.
I'll leave you to your books.
Saya exits the healer's shop. She holds a couple of flowers in her arms. Bull, escorting Tasha, notices her. He walks up to a guard on patrol.
Commander.
That slave that just left the healer's shop, what is her identification number?
97, sir.
Back in Radon's bedroom, Ira hops up and down on Radon.
You're distracted.
Why did you come to Vision Rock? You knew you'd become a slave.
And if I stayed back home, I would have gotten infected.
What about the safe zones? Why didn't you go there?
There are no safe zones.
That's not true. I know the other side isn't dead. You lied to me.
I never lie to you. I heard rumors about several safe zones in America. I left my country, my family, to go find it. I never did. I thought it was a lie. Everything was infected. Someone told me about Vision Rock and that I would become a slave. Being a slave is better than being infected. So I got on a boat. Then I met you. The man I love and admire. The man I could do anything for. I already did. You don't trust me?
I don't know who to trust. Starting with my own brother.
I'm not your brother. He knew about the rebellion and kept it a secret. I told you. I can help you.
Lore had a vision. Deadeyes are coming with an army 3 years from now. The same day Lore told me that, you told me about the slaves' rebellion. Are they connected?
The slaves know nothing about the other side. If they knew, they would wait for 3 years. That's our advantage. We have 3 years to plan, 3 years to decide if you should just kill them all.
If only you didn't have dead eyes. I swear I would make you my wife.
How much does Athania's eyes impact what you do?
I can't have a slave as a wife.
Is that only how you see me?
No. But everyone else will. You're a slave, and slaves want open rebellion.
Only because they have nothing to live for. They need something to feel satisfied.
Like what?
Freedom.
Now you sound like Jackson.
Jackson wanted to give it. I'm saying sell it.
What can a slave offer that I don't already have?
Their complete loyalty. I bet you'll raise the rebellion with the offer of freedom. Make them fight for us 3 years from now. I should be the first freed one.
Who said I'm going with your idea?
You know it's a good one.
People will think things if I set you free.
Your wife?
Everyone.
Do you think it's a good strategy?
Yes.
Then that's all that matters. You'll have every slave dying to prove their loyalty to you. Let me be the example of hope.
Ariz enters the recovery room.
A guard asked when... What are you doing?
He sees Grayson loosen the buckle of Udo's slave mask.
What did you tell the guard?
You should be fine in 2 hours.
Grayson puts the mask on and tightens the buckle.
If you get caught, they'll arrest me too, you know.
You had no idea I went out the back window. Just tell them that.
Can you at least tell me where you're going?
Blood Tower.
For what?
To let you know, healer.
You can't get inside of there. Udo wasn't an indoor slave. Once a guard sees his identification number, you're caught.
You know how many times I've sneaked in and out of Blood Tower?
This isn't a game. I already went against the Archseer by saying you're not ready to return to the tower yet. You can't go.
I don't have a choice.
And if I call a guard? Grayson, you better be back before your time is up. I'll stall as long as I can, but if you're not here and they ask...
I understand.
Radon stands on the balcony of Blood Tower. He stares up at Vision Flame. Metz of the First Blood enters.
Archseer?
The candle makes me feel like he's watching us while we sleep, protecting his home. That's what I want to do. What I want to be. The next diviner.
Ash to flame.
Flame to ash.
I thought I could give you an update. There's a boy training to be a guardsman. When I administered the eye test, I noticed he was born with a lot of light. More than most.
You think he'll become the next beholder?
Not necessarily. It's not uncommon that some visionaries have more light than others. Either way, it would be a great fit for you.
And alive is the only way.
For the results you want.
Metz, no one can know about this. Absolutely no one.
Understood. On your orders.
Archseer.
Bull walks onto the balcony.
I just found out that slave Sire left the healer's shop earlier today, and with Grayson there.
My brother's awake.
I'd like to find out. I wanted to come to you before I did anything.
Go find out.
Archseer.
What is it?
It's more than him being awake and stalling. I have reason to believe that he might play a part in the slave's rebellion.
The rebellion died with Udo.
Or it passed on to someone else.
To whom? Grayson? What are you basing this off of?
I just have a feeling in the pit of my stomach. Grayson knows more than he's letting on. Allow me to look into it. Permission to break it out of him.
You want to torture my brother?
I'm not talking about Grayson. I want the slave. That's his pressure point.
Slave Saya exits Athenia's room. Bull approaches her.
Come with me.
Lady Seer told me to get her bath ready.
I don't care.
Her order outranks yours.
Bull gut punches Saya, dropping her down to her knees. Bull grabs the chain on her steel collar and tugs on it.
Let's go see that traitor boyfriend of yours.
Bull drags Saya into the healer's shop. Ares, watering his plants, notices them.
Where's Grayson, Ares?
Resting. The damage of putting him on vision plane.
Wake him up.
I'm not sure he's fully healed yet.
Tell him his girlfriend is about to die.
Ares opens the door to the recovery room. He spots Grayson climbing through the window.
What's going on? Bol has Saya in the other room. He's threatening to kill her.
What?
Healer!
He's coming!
Grayson takes off all of the slave garments. Ares enters the lobby of the shop.
You were ordered to send Grayson to the Archseer the second he woke up.
He just woke up.
Grayson enters the lobby.
Ah, there he is.
You could take me to my brother now.
Oh, I will. After you tell me what happened at Vision Flame and what you know about the rebellion.
The wrong log burned.
You know, I can understand why you chose her.
Bull uses his knife and cuts the strap off Saya's shirt.
Move away from her.
Right now!
Her left breast hangs out. Bull fondles it.
Is it true that dead-eyed women are wilder than visionary women? I guess I'll find out.
Rape will not happen in my shop.
Grayson charges at Bull and pushes him away.
Ares, take Sai of the recovery room.
Ares, belay that order or I'll charge you as an accomplice to that traitor.
Bull grabs Grayson by the throat.
I won't stop until you tell me what I want to hear.
Bull's eyes shine a red light. Grayson is still in the healer's shop, but the world is shaded in red. They are in vision plane.
Don't worry. I won't make you pass out again. I'll just make sure you can't walk once I'm finished.
While Bull remains in the same position, holding Grayson by his throat, Saya picks up a scalpel on the floor. Just as she charges at him, Bull throws his small knife, impaling Saya's left leg. Suddenly, Grayson's eyes change. He awakens the multi-ring gray eyes. Grayson closes his eyes, then opens them. A flash of white light appears.
What are you doing?
On vision plane, the red tint melts away.
Help!
Bringing him back to reality. Bull's vision becomes blurry.
I can't see! I can't see! I can't see!
First blood guards burst through the door.
The Arceus brother blinded me! Black bag him!
Grayson, I love you.
Thank you for listening to Visionaries Audio Drama. If you like what you hear, kindly subscribe to us on visionariesaudiodrama.com. You can also follow us on social media for any updates. Ash to Flame.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.